Alléluia. Thank you, Lord. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon in the studio Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Yes, my brother, my sister, today it is another day the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has made for us. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he loves you, my brother. He loves you, my sister. Today we are going to talk about fear. Fear. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is asking us not to fear. Fear not, my brother, my sister. We must not fear. Because fear is the enemy of faith. Fear is the enemy of faith. No matter the situation, no matter the challenge, no matter the persecution, you and I, we need to understand that our God is the God of peace, is the God of love. He loves us and he protects us. The message of today will fortify the heart of someone. Remember, my brother, my sister, you and I, we need hope. Hope comes when there is love. The love that you have for God and the belief that God loves you generate faith. Faith to believe that the one who loves you, he is powerful, he is stronger than your enemies, then he will be there always and to protect you. Everything starts with love. How can you, my brother, my sister, have faith in God if you don't believe that God loves you? Everything starts with the love of God. The level of your belief in the love of God will determine the level of your faith. It is like a child of God, okay? Who, like a son on earth, or a child on earth, who knows that his mother, his father, loves him. The child who believes in the love of God, and the child who believes in the love of his parent will feel comfortable when he is by the side of the parent. I want you to understand this foundation. When a child or a baby believes that his father, his mother loves him, And when he believes that his father, his mother protect him, the baby will sleep in peace because he is by the side of the parent. Everything starts with the love of God and the love that you believe of your parent. I am giving the comparison between the relationship between you, okay, and God, and the relationship between you and your biological father. It is very important to understand this formula, my brother, my sister. I'm sharing the link. If you can see me, I'm busy sharing the link. You have just started. That is why I am busy sharing the link. I am busy sharing the link to inform someone. Yes, I'm busy sharing the link. You too, share the link to inform someone. Hallelujah. Our God is good, and all the time our God is good. Remember, my brother, my sister, the belief that you have in the love of God will determine your faith in everything that you do in your life. If you believe in the love of God, that Yahweh, who created you, loves you, and if you believe that the same God has the power to destroy, to bless, to restore, to heal, to sanctify, I am telling the truth, you will be at peace. When you believe that the one who loves you is by your side. Please understand very well this foundation. Understand it very well. This foundation. It is very important, my brother, my sister. Okay, let me say it again. People are busy calling while we are busy here doing the business of God. Let me say it again. By the time, my brother, my sister, you believe in the love of the Father, and you believe that the Father loves you, and you believe that the Father has the power to protect you, to heal you, to deliver you, to vindicate you, you will be at peace. When you feel being by his side. It's like a baby who knows that my father or my father, my mother is by my side. And each time when my mother and my father is by my side, he will take care of me, he will watch over me, and so therefore I sleep at peace because my mother is there and my father is there. When the baby begins to feel that the mother or the father is far away from him, the baby will lose faith and will be afraid. Then the baby will start crying. I am breaking this down to help someone understand this relationship between the father and the son. Now, in our spiritual life, it's the same thing. When you believe that the father who created you is powerful, is the protector, the provider, he is the healer, he is the savior, he is stronger than any other spirit. When you believe like that, and you believe that he loves you, the one who is powerful, and you believe that since he loves you, he's by your side, you will be still, because you know Jehovah is God. It is very important, my brother, my sister, to understand this formula. So, everything starts with the love of God. Everything starts with the love of God. It is very important. Now, the question that you need to ask, do you love God? That is the question. Do you love God? And do you believe that God loves you? If you believe that God loves you, then you must avoid fear. I must avoid fear because I believe that the one who created me, he loves me. The one who created you, he loves you. The one who created you, he is powerful, he is strong, he is marvelous, he is a mighty warrior, he is the savior, the protector, the redeemer, the provider. The one who loves you is stronger than the one who hates you, the devil. Since you believe like that, everything starts with the love of God and the belief that you have that God loves you. Adonai loves you. The Creator loves you. The Lion of the tribe of Judah loves you. From the belief of the love of God in you, you will provide faith to believe that Yahweh, who loves you, will heal you, will deliver you, will save you, will protect you, since he's a protector, he will protect you. To believe that the one who loves you, he is a warrior, he will deliver you from the pit of hell. Faith to believe that the one who loves you, he is the healer, he will heal you, he will heal us. Faith to believe that the one who loves you has silver and gold. He will provide silver and gold. Faith to believe that the one who loves you, his light, he will provide light in your life, in every environment, in every area where there is darkness, he will provide light. Faith to believe that Jesus Christ loves you and he's the Savior. He will save you. My brother, my sister, be still. Be still. Be still and know that Jehovah is God. Let us take this Bible, this biblical verse, to end the service now here. The book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. Be connected, my My sister, verset 10. Let me just get it here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you. Chapter 41, verse 10. The Bible is saying, I read in the name of Jesus Christ. So don't fear, for I am with you. Don't I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let us bow our head and to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father Lord, I thank you for this word. And his faith will increase in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah, for blessing my brother, for blessing my sister. My Father, marvelous and precious God, I thank you for your love and I thank you for your kindness. Be blessed, be honored, be glorified, be testified. I bless my brother and my sister who is connected with me right now. And everyone who will receive this message after the publication, may them, O Lord, be blessed. May them, Jehovah, be delivered. May them, Jehovah, be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, be connected. Be connected. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you. Jehovah loves you. That is why he gives you the word of encouragement. That is why he gives you this word to encourage you. Because he knows that you desire the spiritual food. The spiritual food, my brother, my sister, is this word of God. The word of God is the mirror, of your spirit. When you listen to the word of God, you understand your spiritual level. It's the mirror of the face of your spirit. And what you do is to fix your face. The mirror of this world gives you the possibility to check the level or the condition of your physical face. And what you do, my brother, my sister, you clean your face because you have seen that the face is not clean, isn't it? God wants you to do the same thing. When you check the mirror of the spirit, the word of God, you're going to see some errors in your life. You fix and you correct. Okay. So you and I, we need to desire the word of God. That is the food of the spirit. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus, for your love and for your care, for your presence, for your protection, for the word that you are giving us to fortify the heart of someone in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Our Father is telling us through the prophet Isaiah, fear not. Fear is the enemy of faith. Fear is the friend of the devil. Fear reduces or cancels faith. Anything that you believe by faith will be frustrated when you entertain fear. Anything that you believe that will happen by faith will be canceled when you entertain fear. Let me say it again. Anything that you believe will happen by faith will be canceled when you entertain fear. We have spoken about love. God is saying, fear not. He will protect you. He will strengthen you. Why? Because he loves you. He loves us. He does protect his children because he loves them. You and I, since we believe that God loves us, we will rely on the promise of God for our protection. And that's what gives faith. We used to say faith comes from what we hear. That is true. But no matter the quantity of what you hear, no matter the quantity of what you hear, if it does not lead you to the belief that God loves you, your faith will be dormant. It will be inactive. No matter the quantity of what you know, no matter the quantity of the word of God that you know, if it does not lead you to the belief that God loves you, your faith will be dormant, inactive. There are many people, they know many biblical verses, but they don't have faith. You will know only maybe 3 or 4 or 5 biblical verses, but you believe in the love of God. When you walk with the love of God. When you walk, you feel like God is there with you. Everywhere you go, you feel the presence of God because he loves you. You will be bigger, greater than the one who knows many biblical verses, but yet he does not believe in the love of God for him. What makes him not believe in the love of God for him is disobedience. Disobedience, sin, constant life of sin, iniquity. He knows a lot of biblical verses. He may be a pastor, a doctor, an evangelist, a prophet, a child of God. No matter the level or the position or the function that or the service that he has. If the love of God in him is now compromised because of the sin that he's committing, the quantity of the knowledge of the word of God inside him will not lead him to an active faith. All the knowledge that he has or he will have, it will be dormant, inactive. Why? Because the love of God in him is compromised by what? By disobedience. By a constant attitude of iniquity. So everything, my brother, my sister, and my service here, starts with love. All starts with love. Your faith will only grow and be active within you when there is love inside you. Jesus Christ said, if you love him, if we love him, we have to obey to his command. It's like a child with his biological father on earth. When the child believed that his father loves him, and when the child is confident in everything he does that God, his father, biological father, loves it, when he believes that child, that his biological father is so happy of him, he will not be even afraid when he receives a call from his father. When the father calls him, the child will go straight to him. And when the son has a prayer request or a problem, a request, something that he needs, he will freely go to the place where the father is in order to introduce his request. But the contrary is that when the son is committing sins or actions against the will of his biological father, the conscience of the son will be his first obstacle to the positive result of the love of his father. I have finished my message. I believe you have understood something. I've been so prophetic in this message, and I pray that you understand this. Listen to it again and again and again. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. My name is Pastor Daniel Watson, in the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. This service is live broadcasted in our radio channel on Podbean. The name of the channel is Healing Sermons. You need to download, install Podbean, and then search Healing Sermons. You're going to find Pastor Daniel Watson. This service is live broadcasted on YouTube. The name of the channel on YouTube is Waxon, O-U-A-K-S-O-N. On Facebook, the name of the page is The Perfect Healer. On Twitch TV, you need to tap Waxon. Be blessed, my brother, my sister. I will be back in this studio in the next 15 minutes to present this message of encouragement in French. Remember, this night we have our midnight prayer at midnight time, South Africa time, meaning 5 p.m. in New York, 11 p.m. in France, 11 p.m. in Congo Brazzaville, 11 p.m. in Norway. We're going to meet again in this studio at midnight. Midnight prayers, they are deliverance prayers. We do them every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Our God is good. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master Jesus. Yes. Jesus Christ. Jesus. 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 Jesus Christ. Jesus. 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 The God of the deliverance, ah, Jesus, the God of salvation, ah, Jesus, the God of the healing power. Ah, yes, the God of the protection. Ah, yes, be blessed, my brother, my sister. Our God is good.